like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we were just, Mark had just asked a question. And Ken, I wonder if you would go ahead and address the question.
Well, I'll take a shot at it. I don't claim to be the Bible answer man or anything like that, but he asked about the significance of blood in the Bible and other places. The blood sacrifices of the globalists are, of course, a satanic, occultic counterfeit of the truth. Life is in the blood, the Bible tells us, and it's talking about bios life or biological life. There's two kinds of life talked about in the Bible. One is bios, which is zoological or biological like animals have, and the other is real life, which is really in God himself. Now, when the Bible talks about death, it talks about two things. It talks about the end of that bios life, like when an animal dies, for example, and the expression being cut off means to be separated from. So when that animal dies, they're separated from the rest of life. That cut off also means, in the spiritual sense, that we've been cut off from the source of life. That is God himself. He's the source of life. Without God himself, who is eternal life, we don't have eternal life. You see, man was born or actually created on this planet. Adam had eternal life. He was not going to die. And God told him, in the day you do this, you'll die. Well, of course, what that meant was he was cut off from God at that moment. Now, if you take a, you cut a flower off in the garden, it's connected to the roots and it's got a source of life. But if you cut the flower off and bring it in the house, you can put it in water, do all kinds of things, it will eventually die because it's cut off from the source of life. So when Adam fell into sin, he was cut off from the source of life. And that means that all of his aunts, all of his descendants were also cut off. So what happened was we needed somehow to reconnect that. So the purpose of the blood, at least Jesus Christ's blood, was to have a pure bloodline that would be eligible to reconnect that back to God. And that's what the significance of Jesus Christ was, by shedding his blood, by being willing to give up that which man coveted, which was his bios or temporary zoological life, to give that up in exchange for eternal life. So you give up that which you can see with your senses, that which you can believe in exchange for trusting God for something that's invisible and not incomprehensible to us. So then the whole idea of the blood sacrifice of the animals was simply a sign. It was a symbol. The blood animal sacrifice, we're told time and time again, cannot save you. They cannot blot out your offenses. They can only cover them temporarily. So God set up a system with his covenant people that said, okay, you can sacrifice these animals in this way, and I will use that like a covering until Shiloh comes, until the truth comes, who will blot out your offenses. So if you're in Jesus Christ, there's no sin in him, and no sins are counted against you. If you're not in Jesus Christ, your sin remains. So that's the significance of the blood. It really has to do with those two kinds of lives and how they exchange. I hope that wasn't too complicated.
No. I could follow it pretty much.
Great.
One of the things, Mark, that is amazing is from Adam in the garden, eternal life would have continued on forever with Adam had he not sinned. Now, we look at that line coming along, and we take that line through the cross, the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ, and through the cross, and all of a sudden, that line now is unbroken all the way out into eternity because of Jesus Christ on the cross. So that line is continuous now. And so when we have Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. So
yes.
Sounds like we got the commercial coming again, and we'll be right back. Mark, thank you for being on, and we'll be sure and call back in and listen to the rest of it as we wrap that up. And this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
T Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
To Signs of the Times with your host, Carl Sanders. We have Ken on, and Brother Ken from California. We have Tim on. You're just joining us. There is a call-in number, 1-800-343-9443. And we were just talking about that bloodline. We're talking about the eternal life. And Ken... go ahead. I think you were getting ready to comment on something. I believe that Mark has dropped off the line, and so we do have Mike from Kentucky waiting. So go ahead, Ken, and then we'll get to Mike from Kentucky.
Why don't we go right to Mike, because I think we pretty well said about all we can say in the short period of time
all
about
right.
the bloodline.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I think it was Melissa a while back that was talking about Peggy and can you hear me?
Yes, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You mentioned something about this Armageddon, and that the Jews would be called out or are saved from the battle of Armageddon. And I think folks have to take the whole New Testament, and you can't just throw out scriptures that talk about. And I'm trying to remember what book it is. I'd have to get out my concordance real quick and look it up, but it's this, the verse that talks about gather first the tares to be burned and then get the wheat and put it in my barn. And see, that's out of sequence from what a lot of people think of as the rapture. And certainly sounds like that's what they're talking about if you don't take, you know, the whole thing in context and other verses that people point to that point toward this catching away. And you know, the other thing about when this is to occur, I don't know what you're going to cover exactly when you get into Chronicles here, but I think a lot of people have to look at when these things are supposed to occur. Like your show is called Sign of the Times. Maybe you could do a show sometime or a segment on the whole subject of signs and when it's appropriate and when it's not to seek for a sign and things like that. Because I think there's pretty dire warnings of given about that very thing, about why does this generation seek for a sign? They will not be shown one except to their condemnation. So it's a careful walk you have to...
You know, signs, the original signs, were really given for the Jews. It was a sign to the Jews. It says the Gentiles seek wisdom. The Jews were seeking for a sign. And so that's the reason why you saw Jesus doing so many miracles in the Gospels. You saw miracles continuing for a time.
Yeah, those were spectacular.
It doesn't say that the miracles... Yeah. So, but it's amazing, but really, the Jews were seeking a sign, and he was the sign, and they didn't see him. So, that's a good point, brother. We will do a whole program on the signs and relooking at the significance of these signs and what to look for.
Is your connection...
Go ahead.
Is your connection garbled at all on your end? Because I guess you're using this Skype technology, and there's times when it sounds okay. There's times when it just gets really garbled, and it's hard to understand what you say. You said something earlier about the shed blood, and the word came out. Hard to determine what the word shed came out a while ago. It was a little bit off color on my end about what it kind of sounded like. So sometimes this digital compression is just compressed too much. I mean, they're really splicing things up on us here and paying more for less in some cases on this
Amen.
Digital technology.
I wonder if that might not be a sign, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Carl, you there?
Ken, we need to look at the shed blood. I don't know how that came out.
You better skip that word, Carl. That word is not coming out good.
I better
Skype.
Skip that word.
Call it spilled or something else. I don't know.
Well, we.
No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can. Just let it be.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and wake up, everybody. This is November 25th, 2007, hour two of the Parker Pathways Show. And I have a little dedication to a birthday boy, Aubrey. And if Aubrey's listening, happy birthday. I want to make a very quick comment on Parker Pathway shows on September 22nd, year 2006. I gave a complete connection of the globalization of China concerning reusable water chemistry for harmful human medicine on December 17th, 2006. I did a recycle water references for human cancer outcomes. Those were the relationship of what happens with reusable water with chlorine and chloramine and other effects of the mutagenicity of all the chemicals. And on July 8th, 2007, there was a discussion of eugenics and the United States Senate Bill 1472, which was called the Water Reuse Program Act of 2007, and the use of reverse eminent domain for non-federal waters, and the legalization of reusable water and its chemical byproducts for irrigation of food products. That was in July 8, 2007. Senators received quite a few calls that were from Parker Pathways on the defeat of Senate Bill 1472. It had to be rewritten on the reusable water program. And I will be doing many more shows concerning this aspect of what I call the sip of conflict on the toilet to tap to table initiative for what is happening on the other levels of implementing this. We have a call from Tennessee. John, are you on air?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the show, John.
Well, Dr. Parker, it's always interesting. Earlier on the program, it may have been in the last, in fact, I know it was in the last hour, I heard you talking about some sort of a chemical that they're going to be putting in the water to sterilize individuals, and then if you want children, you've got to have the antidote. You know, it's interesting. I have told people for years that the idea or the impetus for the problems that we're having is the eugenics movement. I believe that with all my heart. There's a book that I'd like to offer to your listeners. It's called Better for All the World. The author's name is Harry, and I believe it's Belarus.
Can you hold on until after the break?
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, November 25, 2007. If John is still online, he can finish up his reference. John, are you there?
Okay, I am. Once again, the book is Better for All the World. You can actually get it on Amazon. And you know, I used to think that it was just a problem with the American eugenics movement. I've come to realize since then that it's a worldwide eugenics movement, where if they deem that you're not worthy to have offspring, then they're going to find whatever way they can to keep you from doing so. Mm-hmm. Now, quickly, I'd like to change topics and just say that I work, without identifying the company, I work for a company that is huge. I mean, it's huge. So I was on the Internet and checking into this outfit. Come to find out, did you know, Dr. Parker, that there is a World Trade Center tower complex in Switzerland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Okay. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the company I work with bought the Trade Center in Switzerland. The world, and I can't see personally, why would you have two World Trade Center complexes? So maybe that's why what happened in New York happened in New York.
Well, the whole thing in Switzerland has been, without going into that, because that is another subject, but it is related in a way that is unexpected. We have to go back a few years when computers were first being developed from iron tubes. They looked like light bulbs, and you had to change the bulbs all the time. And the computers were huge, almost size of an average bedroom. And it was decided then three things in those days. One was the control of the oil supply, of which, by the way, Marlon Brando played in a film concerning that subject. In fact, they didn't even hide it. They had, living in Switzerland in the film, a German scientist who lived on the top of the Alps there in the Switzerland, and he was the one who invented the process by which to extract various compounds and chemicals from oil. And it was decided then that they didn't know how to do it because there wasn't a word like software at the time. But the whole process was to have what are called the mind computer located in Switzerland. And then, of course, Geneva, Switzerland is where the big banks are in terms of the Swiss banks. It also is the core of all world control by the people who control the world through business and medicine and law. So what's happened there is that that particular area in Switzerland has always been the center of the decisions. They have the world computer there. They have Dr. Cray, when he invented the Cray computer, which was a 12-computer lineup like a football team, which would analyze anything in the world. That's all been advanced to the point now where they're very close in artificial intelligence for humans. They're only about 10 years away from complete artificial intelligence of from humans in the computer.
You have pulled another layer off of the onion for me today, because when I tell you the industry that the company that I'm employed by works, or the industry they're involved in, it is petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they paid in the last 2 years, they've spent $274 billion buying property in Switzerland and Germany.
Yeah. Well, the reason for that is there's another aspect of this that's been going on in research for a long time in terms of peer review systems, and that has to do with the idea our future food is very close to going towards synthetic additives in food today, which is why I want the constitutional amendment that we have a right to vote on. It goes in our food and water for a different reason. The whole process is that if you change the food to be made from oil, and the process of making the new foods for the new genetic population, do not think that that is an aberrant situation at all. That is not something out of science fiction. That kind of research has been going on for nearly 30 years and has now reached the point where the new developments are starting to emerge as to how to control the genome system for the foods, to develop who gets the foods, how the breeding takes place, who gets bred, who doesn't. And all of these things were foretold. Remember one of the shows about three Parker Pathways ago? I read from the pages of Orwell, 1984.
Right.
And I write word for word. And in terms of Paul Ehrlich, I quoted today, that's his wording. It's not mine. When I say, of course, I just happen to be one of the people who fell through the cracks, who knows of the different fields, these four disciplines to be interrelate on the show, and to be able to work it, to put the dots together. Because when I saw, when I was a student, and I was also with the government for a long time as one of the top grant reviewers in this country, and I realized what was happening, I had to make a personal decision. Do I walk away from this? I could be a multimillionaire today if I had stayed. Believe me. And the thing is, then, you know, I walked away for one reason. I saw a cleft palate baby. I'd seen him many times. And I saw the cleft palate baby that was born. It was in one of the local hospitals we were doing some work on. And cleft palates today are operated on in surgery. and the public doesn't even know the baby was born with a cleft palate. But I remember one of the professors telling me, "You see that? That's going to be the future human."
Well,
and when I was told that, and I knew what that baby had gone through to be born through the amniotic fluid that was contaminated, in the womb, and how that had happened. That was my first contact with chemical warfare in terms of cancer propagation, and that's all I'm going to say on air. And the thing you see what I'm saying? In other words, there was a whole process by which that all came in.
And you take into consideration something that sounds like it's science fiction, but yet it's not. If you'll do the investigation on transhumanism and then go further into posthumanism and see that they're teaching this stuff in colleges around the world, not only the idea of transhumanism, but they're changing laws. They're actually rewriting international laws. How would you prosecute a transhuman that may be guilty of a crime? Mm-hmm. How would you investigate a crime scene if you have mutated or non-existent DNA?
That's
These
right.
are all things that sound far out, but it's
thing,
going on.
There was a previous caller, a very fine caller, that called ahead of you, too, like as yourself. And the thing is, that's what I'm talking about on this show today in my way of law and medicine and beltway discussion, like I had with Alan Sue on the last hour. The whole concept of the whole thing is the fact that the international and global laws have to cover these new genetic forms and the whole process that's going on. And the reason for this, I've made a real big point about the fact, and I'm standing in the fact, that the reason for all this that's coming into the thing is that our immune systems are being destroyed by...
Intentionally, by the way.
Well, I'm not going to use the word intentionally, John, but the whole thing comes down to the fact they are being destroyed, and our adaptation system is weakening. You know, there's a point when the gene pool weakens because it can't adapt anymore. You know why it can't adapt? Because humans take a long time for the gene structure to change. It almost takes a half a million years for two genes to totally change. It takes only an insect to change within a few hours. And you take the frogs in Australia, they have to develop new ways to lengthen their legs and change their stomach linings in order to adapt to the toxins and poisons in Australia's water.
Well, why do you think that the importance was that the rush, and it was so important for this Human Genome Project? I'm sure that a lot of people that were involved in mapping the human DNA chain were honorable, and they were doing it for what they felt was proper reasons.
You're talking to one of them right now. And the thing is, when we found in chromosome 1 on the cleft palate where that was really coming from, that was a decision point. Yeah, but look what happened. Look what happened.
See, I believe that the people that were really behind it, that initiated the investigation and the mapping of the DNA, were not doing it for the betterment of mankind. They were doing it because they had this stuff in the works, 100 years ago.
They were
wanting to come up with, eventually, a post-human race. Is not good enough. They can do it better.
I know Dr. Venner, who was involved in this, the National Institute of Health, was not thinking of creating another human being. Now he wants to create himself. And the thing is, and that's not a bad thing, but the whole image of all of us that were involved was only to prevent new human diseases. Involved in the thinking about the transhumanism. We never were. But the people, and we'll get back again to the core of the thinking capacity. There are four regions in the world where the thinking capacities on the New World Order concept is in. One is the United Nations, and the other, of course, is in Switzerland. I have to go on to the
next
subject.
All right, thank you.
But listen, John, thank you for calling the show, and call again.
All right, thank you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways. Hi, Joanne Parker, on November 25th, 2007. I have very quick comments to make on concerning the last two callers. The transhumanism being taught in colleges and universities today is all based upon the key word of sustainable development. The whole development of sustainable means different things to different people that are trying to develop what's called change of the human order without identifying gender. This is all part of the sustainable education process, and you'll hear people from universities today use that word interchangeably with the Green Movement. You'll hear that. There's a whole process, for instance, on carbon trading that is one of the most horrifying human design projects that's ever been conceived. It makes human population control pale by comparison. I don't have the time in this show to go into it. But I wanted to make a point about that. Sustainable development is a cause of transhumanism in the educational curriculums. The other point about the United Nations is that what my listeners need to understand, and you probably already know, the United Nations has no accounting internal auditing systems. So, and they haven't had. The United Nations puts out their sustainable development process under the guise of climate change to have infrastructure taken care of by developing nations, it has no accounting systems in being able to determine which policy is being implemented. For instance, in the Nigerian coal mines are different than the South African mines, which are supported by the black movements in this country. And that is another show in itself. It's a joke in the United States of America, listening to the political candidates, in terms of the concept of being able to say, well, we have to be sensitive to the discrimination issues and the bias issues and the rest of it. They have a clue, or they have a clue, and they're not, you know, they're being clever, but the concept of ethnic investment, which Alan Sewell conversation I had in the last hour about the investment bankers and what they think about it, the whole process is a very chilling effect. All based on the concept the United Nations does not have any internal accounting systems. The other little clue that's out there is when you take San Francisco, California, has what's called a no gender card. This is to be given to people that have come into the country illegally and other people who live there. In other words, the transgender has no, there's no indication of that. There's not an indication if it's a male or female on the card. And then the card can be used, as they say, well, they can go to the library. You know. But the whole thing comes down to that. That's a whole different subject in itself, but it's another clue. That is a straight out of the United Nations Sustainable Development Policy on the no gender card. And it's been implemented in such a way to make that look as if you do not know the gender of the person that you're arresting, for instance. You know, you don't have any way of saying, well, that there's a 20-year-old male or 20-year-old female who's committing a crime and the rest of it. You can't do that there. So... That's another aspect of the very serious process of sustainable development thinking. Legally, the law courts will adopt this and be able to implement this in their legal opinions and put it into the international law systems. I want to make a very quick point, which is the basis of one of the pieces of Parker Pathways today, is the fact that a year ago on air, I was talking about the water concept of the contamination at the United States Marine Corps base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And this is how the mothers aborted by drinking tap water contaminated with volatile organic compounds. They had it was tetrachloroethylene, and it was the predominant contaminant, which was based on the chloramine base on the nitrogen and the sulfur molecule connection. And of course, that case is has gone to court after all these years. I brought it out in the year 2003. It was one of my first cases of bringing this out. This happened was an analysis of a 1985 up to it happened between 1968 and 1985. The wives of the officers there were used as guinea pigs for the concept of the water and how it would be mixed with the hazardous waste and the water pollution system. It was. I have a list of all of the experimental human sites in America that have been used for reusable water, and the concept of chloramine and chloral dioxide, and in the process of of working this through and the drinking water and the birth outcomes. This particular case is now going to be reviewed by the Senate subcommittees and to work this through. This is an example, complete from head to toe, of 11,798 birth certificates of what happened to the birth rate of contamination from chloramine and chlorine and trihalochloromethanes. Coming to the other end of the break, and we're going to get into the contamination of water on a huge scale.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Parker Pathway. This is Dr. Wynn Parker. And I wanted to mention my email, which is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I wanted to mention the whole aspect of chloramine caused collateral health damage. When I first went out, I mentioned this earlier in the show. To have an understanding of what we're doing in terms of information that's available to the public, keep in mind, I did not know this when I did it in the year 2003. I did not know that the public would have never been informed about chloramine and chloral dioxide and other kinds of chemicals in the water that would be influencing the health and welfare of things. I was concerned about organ transplants, why they weren't taking, and as I've told the story many times, if it hadn't been for one of the people that my assistant giving me a flyer from the Public Utility Commission and saying, well, chloramine is dissolved in the human body, and the word that they used was assimilated. I knew right away. It took me, 5 minutes from that one moment of looking at that flyer. I did not know about chloramine. That was in the year just a little bit before 2003. And so if you want to, you know, I'm writing about all of this, and I'm going to put this whole international piece of physiology, anatomy, and the rest of it together in two books that I'm putting together. And it's going to be one of the biggest exposés of financial investment distortion that you've ever seen. And but you can email me, and you listen to the Parker Pathways. Each show, there's another piece of that because if you of the story. Because if you were to get it all at once, you wouldn't be able to assimilate it. I know I wouldn't, and the rest of it. For instance, when first came across this in the year 2003, I started to do some research to try to figure some out, and I couldn't get the research because it was all hidden. And then I uncovered it. I reviewed 400 peer-reviewed journals of research that had been done by the United States government that went all the way back to 1952 when they were using reusable water and the cancer rates and the colon cancers and the rest of it that went with it. And then I uncovered the whole process of using chloramines that was directed by the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, the directive that was given to the states was given in 1994. The exact wording, which I'll read you, is that on chloramines, the Environmental Protection Agency has set the drinking water standard and has determined that chloramines are a health concern at certain levels of exposure. That's a key sentence right there. Safe Drinking Water Act requires the disinfection of all public water systems, and so this chemical is used to disinfect drinking water. Chloramines are also added to provide a continuous disinfection throughout the distribution system. That's another key sentence because I didn't know it the fact until we researched it that the disinfection systems and the infrastructure would, after much work and research, would cost $1.5 trillion at that time. That was in the year 2003. However, it says, at high doses for extended periods of time, chloramines have been shown to damage blood and liver in laboratory animals. Now, that's a key sentence because in any kind of research, if it affects a human being later, you can first do it in animals, and you can work with this to cause damage of blood and liver in laboratory animals. And I uncovered all that research, and I was horrified to find out that, of course, later on, the EPA, a year later, said that the animal studies just don't count. Of course, that's baloney because in any kind of research, you start with animals first. And then they have it at the high doses extended period of time. Chloramine has been shown to cause damage in blood and liver in animals, but the EPA has sent a drinking water standard for chloramines to protect against the risk of these adverse effects. And that's another key phrase which later over the past 2 years has been used. From this concept, well, we're going to dose relate, and they tested the public on that, and I've done many shows on thousands and millions of people that have been affected by this. And then, of course, the chlorine dioxide, same story. The chlorine dioxide is used to water treatment to kill bacteria and other disease-causing microorganisms. And however, at high doses, chlorine dioxide in drinking water has been shown to damage blood in laboratory animals, and high levels of chlorine dioxide given to pregnant laboratory animals in drinking water have been shown to cause delays in the development of the nervous system of their offspring. And these results are in the short-term exposures to excessive chloride dioxide levels. But when I did the research, I found in humans and in animals the neurotoxicity of the brain as a result of these dosage level experiments, as a result that went on in the United States of America. Now, the whole process of this concept that I got into a lot of problems in terms of what are called ambient atmospheres.
of sperm heads, and I can remember releasing the chromosomal damage. This was the reference that I released to the public. It was this was the 137th peer review out of 600 peer review subjects that are done with chloramine and chlorine. And I had exposed to the public chloramine in the year 2003, and the public, again, just would not have heard of it. And, of course, now with Parker Pathways on air, every show there's more exposure, more exposure. So you have something to work with to be able to go into these legal areas and attempt to change. This is why I developed the grand jury of science and technology idea, that we have a grand jury of science and technology to be able to review the decisions of bureaucrats that make decisions for millions of people that that have potential harm. And then, of course, the constitutional amendment for being able to vote on the water and food and the medical protocols or the tests that we should have something to say about, and it would change health care forever for the better. Of course, I've been, you know, there's a long story about how I've been fought with attorney generals who don't want anybody to vote on this, and also insurance companies that have big stakes. And, of course, China owns 4% of the bond issues for all insurance companies in this country. So the issue, the reference that I gave was done by Dr. Meyer in 1985. The title of the study was called Evaluation of Chemicals Used for Drinking Water Disinfectant for Production of Chromosomal Damage and Sperm Head Abnormalities in Mice. It was the first study. It was in the Journal of Mutagenesis. Now, because I exposed in the year 2003 the concept of the sperm head change, I had the Department of Defense come at me. I had everybody, because they didn't want anybody to know about the influence of the reproductive capacity of sperm head transfer. But it was coming in. It was because the Gulf War had already happened. You got to remember that this study was printed in 1985, but done in 1982. And and, of course, and then I got into the amino acids in water treatment plants and the effect of chlorination on amino acids in water chlorination. And this is a textbook that is used by training people in water management. It's published by Lewis Publishers and the rest of it. The United States government told the publishers of this textbook was published in 1985. The professor's name was Lee Corlay, and Lee Corlay is a brilliant researcher when you really look at the amino acid studies they've done. Well, the Lewis publishers were asked to take that chapter out, and this was an exquisite piece of work on chlorine and how it changes aldehydes to nitriles, and I could do a whole show on just this one piece of work, how it affects the amino acids in human beings. I have since way expanded on these peer review articles and books that I've analyzed since then, and I also exposed the fact of how it affects the HIV virus, and the whole process on the suggested references that the public received also in the year 2003 was the EPA's own work, which was published in 1993, and this was a review of evidence on reproductive and developmental effects of disinfection byproducts in drinking water. And they've since taken that publication and made it not available to the public anymore. And at that time, I put a call out, and I would do it even on this show. If people want to email me to tell me about rashes or the development of cancer of the bone process of particularly in females, because I later found out that this is gender oriented. Females have more osteocancers from the disinfectant byproducts than males do. And And also the men have more cancer, gastric, lower cancer reactions from chlorine and chlorine dioxide than females. But I made a call out. The paragraph reads, "You may make an appointment to be confidentially filmed for rashes from drinking chloramine, which you can, with documentation of symptoms, be a part of the 2.4 million plaintiffs for a class action toxic tort lawsuit against the EPA." That was issued